every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down, if every town had a mama's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down, if every town had a
walk away still loving you. Well, I'd give anything if you love me. Some things just ain't meant to be. Can't say it's all been time lost, but in the long run I'll be a better man, better off. Gonna find my pride, self-esteem, get on with my life, follow my dreams, ain't looking back. Learn from my mistakes, once I pass this heartache, I know when the hurting stops, I'll be a better man, better off. I know wrong wasn't built in a day. There's a lot of good memories in my way. And if I had it all to do over again, I wouldn't change a thing except for the end. Gonna be some pain, gotta pay the cost, but in the long run I'll be a better man, better off. Gonna find my pride, self-esteem, get on with my life, follow my dreams, ain't looking back. Learn from my mistakes, once I'm past this heartache, I know when the hurting stops, I'll be a better man, better off. My mistakes, once I pass this heartache, I know when the hurting stops, I'll be a better man, better off. A better man, better off. A whole lot better off.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Demonstrations outside the Department of Education today in Washington, D.C. as the Trump administration pledges to dismantle the agency.
Backing secretary for a meeting.
More than two dozen Democrats were denied access to the building after demanding talks. The Trump administration is moving to lay off the majority of staff from USAID. That's the agency that provides billions in aid and medical assistance to developing countries. Out of the 14,000-person staff, some 300 will remain. Three more hostages are expected to be released tomorrow by Hamas in the next phase of the Gaza ceasefire deal. The Israeli Hostage Families Forum confirming the names of the three hostages. No Americans on the list. It is the first release of captives since President Trump suggested a U.S.-led redevelopment plan of nearly 2 million Palestinians from Gaza. 2 months of strong job growth gave way to January slowdown. The monthly labor numbers show 143,000 jobs added in January. This is ABC News.
Live bird markets in New York City, Long Island, and Westchester County are shutting down for a week after routine inspections found 7 cases of avian flu in live poultry. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says infected flocks are being depopulated and the threat to the public remains low. Schools in at least 4 states are closed today, giving ailing students, teachers, and staff time to recover.
Flu cases are surging in many parts of the country, forcing districts to cancel classes.
Our 9-year-old is at home sick with the flu type A. It's pretty tough. He has a fever, stuff like that.
Doctors say this is one of the worst flu seasons they've seen in years, as the CDC reports a second surge in cases.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. Record levels of betting heading into Super Bowl Sunday. $1.39 billion being wagered this weekend. That's up 11% from last year. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scanadia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's the calm before the storm, with highs today tapping the mid-20s. Snow moves in overnight tonight, prompting a winter weather advisory, where we'll be waking up to snow already on the ground in the morning of around 1 to 3 inches. Throughout late morning and early afternoon, another 1 to 3 is likely. This puts storm totals anywhere from 2 to 6 inches. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 15 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Snow is in the forecast. Southeast Wisconsin could be getting up to 3 inches of snow, and parts north and west could be getting even more than that. The National Weather Service says the snow will start later tonight. A Milwaukee man accused of killing his landlord heads to court today. We get more from Ted Allen.
37-year-old Justin Lanigan faces a first-degree intentional homicide charge. He's accused of stabbing and strangling 74-year-old David Gross last weekend at Lanigan's apartment on Milwaukee's west side. According to court records, Lanigan told police he believed Gross had set up surveillance cameras inside the apartment and was recording him. Prosecutors say Lanigan attacked Gross after he stopped at the apartment to fix the refrigerator. Lanigan then drove to his brother's home in West Allis and called 911. A criminal complaint states that Lanigan told responding officers he stabbed Gross all over the body.
That's Ted Allen, and I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha, when she turned 26 and lost her parents' insurance, and Elena, when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon, it's 12:07, reporting from the Corn Soybean Expo. I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Bowerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. The first big snow of the season is expected this weekend. The National Weather Service says a storm system moving up from the plains will affect western Wisconsin and eastern Minnesota starting later tonight. The Weather Service has a winter weather advisory in effect for Pepin, Pierce, Buffalo, and Wabasha counties. Winter storm watches were in effect for Dunn, Eau Claire, and Chippewa counties. There, 3 to 6 inches of snow is expected, with higher amounts to the north and east. A man accused of murder late last month has been formally charged. Eau Claire police say they responded to a home on Western Avenue in the early morning of January 25th. They say 21-year-old Andre Simmons was dead in the driveway and arrested 18-year-old Dumarian Stonger. He's been in custody ever since, has been formally charged with intentional homicide. Another suspect has been charged in the case for harboring a felon. Both Stogner and the other suspect will be in court later this month. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says AM radios need to stay in vehicles sold in the U.S. and has joined other senators in reintroducing the AM for Every Vehicle Act. The Wisconsin Democrat says AM radio is a lifeline for Wisconsin farmers.
That's what's on, is the AM radio during milking time and other times. And so I understand what a lifeline it is for community information, for safety alerts, and for just getting farm news.
Baldwin says she's been getting pushback on the issue from car manufacturers, but thinks anyone who can make and design an electric car can figure out how to get an AM radio to play in that vehicle. The standoff at the Minnesota House of Representatives is over. Minnesota lawmakers came to terms on a power-sharing agreement after nearly a month-long stalemate, pending the result of a special election. Under the agreement, the GOP will control House committees with their 67-66 advantage. If the House returns to a 67-67 tie after the special election to fill the District 40B seat March 11th, committees will then be co-chaired by both the GOP and DFL, requiring a bipartisan vote to advance bills. You're listening to WRDN News.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at primerealtymidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
The city of Wabasha is looking to fill two vacancies on the Wabasha Street Commission. As a member, you will help to make decisions on street improvements, capital equipment purchases, project lists, signage improvements, and more. Now, the position is a 2-year term, and meetings are held monthly at Wabasha City Hall. Those Wabasha residents interested and want more information are to contact Wabasha City Hall. A Winona man will go to prison for using social media apps to secretly extort dozens of girls. Valentine Quintana was sentenced to 27 years in prison. The 31-year-old pleaded guilty to one count each of producing, distributing, and possessing child sex abuse material. Prosecutors say Quintana used his app like Snapchat and Instagram to threaten, sexually manipulate, and exploit at least 65 girls. The youngsters were from places like Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Texas, New Zealand, and elsewhere. Investigators in southern Minnesota are looking into a barn fire that caused the deaths of thousands of pigs. First responders were called to the barn on 570th Avenue in Brownsdale just before midnight Wednesday. The barn was fully engulfed when fire crews arrived and the building was completely destroyed. No people were hurt, but 4,000 pigs were killed in the fire. Officials with UW Health are warning people not to point lasers at med flight crews following a pair of incidents this week. The medical care system says that law enforcement is investigating after two separate helicopter teams were hit with lasers in different areas of the state Tuesday. Officials warn that the devices can temporarily blind pilots and even cause retina damage, making these situations incredibly dangerous. It's also a federal crime to shine a laser at an aircraft. The FAA has been notified of the incident as well and is also investigating. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
A group of lions at a northern Minnesota sanctuary have made their pick for the Super Bowl. The four lions at the Wildcat Sanctuary in Pine County were given a choice between two miniature goal posts set up on a base with the logo for each team. One of the lions quickly swatted and tore apart the goal post representing the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs will be looking for their third consecutive Super Bowl win when they take on the Philadelphia Eagles Sunday. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
And Doug.
Quickly, Moo. We don't have much time. This Liberty ad is already almost over. We only have a few precious seconds to remind people to customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Okay.
Well, I guess we had more time than I thought.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's the calm before the storm, with highs today capping the mid-20s. Snow moves in overnight tonight, prompting a winter weather advisory, where we'll be waking up to snow already on the ground in the morning of around 1 to 3 inches. Throughout late morning and early afternoon, another 1 to 3 is likely. This puts storm totals anywhere from 2 to 6 inches. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 15 degrees.
Former Packers wide receiver Sterling Sharp receiving Pro Football's highest honor as one of four new members in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. He joins tight end Antonio Gates, defensive back Eric Allen, and defensive end Jared Allen in the four-member class that was announced last night in New Orleans. Sharp joining his younger brother Shannon in the Hall of Fame. The Packers' first-round pick in 1988 played seven seasons before his career was cut short due to injury. And he said for him, there wasn't a lot of buildup for this honor.
This honor, I couldn't prepare for because everybody was, when my name would be mentioned, everybody would say what I didn't do.
Buffalo's Josh Allen named the NFL MVP last night, edging Baltimore's Lamar Jackson for the honor. Kevin O'Connell of the Vikings was named the head coach of the year. The Chiefs and Eagles put the wraps on their practice week today before squaring off Sunday in Super Bowl 59. That one kicks at 5:30 Sunday night. It'll be the fifth Super Bowl in 6 years for quarterback Patrick Mahomes, but the Chiefs quarterback says he still gets butterflies.
You're going to have nerves before the game, just like any big game. I think if you don't have nerves, you don't love the game enough. I have a good plan for the week, and I think that's helped me on being more settled throughout the week.
Bucks added one final move before the NBA trade deadline expired yesterday, sending Marjan Beauchamp to the Clippers for forward Kevin Porter Jr. Bucks back in action tonight. They're in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. Women's college basketball, the Green Bay Phoenix won their 13th straight, 58-47 over Youngstown State. Phoenix clinching a first-round bye and land a home playoff game in the quarterfinals of the upcoming Horizon League tournament. Robert Morris also down to UW-Milwaukee, 58-52. College hockey on tap tonight in Madison, where the Badgers will open a two-game weekend series against Penn State. The Badger women will play a two-game weekend series against the rival Gophers starting tomorrow. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Hall of Fame inductees are set to be enshrined tonight in Charlotte. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part?
Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This July, the roar of the engines returns to Chicago.
The race leader Alex Bowman is on South Columbus.
NASCAR returns to race the streets of Chicago this July 5th and 6th. Visit NASCARChicago.com for tickets and experiences. This July, NASCAR returns to the streets of Chicago.
Coming back to East Roosevelt, headed back onto South Columbus.
Everyone's a winner at NASCAR Racing in Chicago this July 5th and 6th. Visit NASCARChicago.com for tickets and experiences.
The 2025 NASCAR Hall of Fame class will be inducted tonight at the annual induction ceremony in Charlotte, North Carolina. This year's class includes 28-time Cup Series winner Carl Edwards, Ricky Rudd, a longtime driver in the sport's Premier Series that reached victory lane 23 times and won in 16 consecutive seasons, and Ralph Moody, a five-time winner in the seat and a longtime partner with legendary team Holman Moody, a team that won two titles and two Daytona 500s with Fred Lorenzen and Mario Andretti. Hear live coverage of tonight's ceremony beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Winter complicates life in the pond. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Ice and snow make living conditions less than friendly for plants and animals in the water as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Ice is like a lid on the aquatic ecosystem and limits the amount of nutrients, energy, and oxygen available to fish and other creatures. But aquatic specialist Mark Mungan says if the ice stays thin and clear, plants and algae will produce oxygen because sunlight can filter through.
They're completing that photosynthesis process and they're putting oxygen in the water. And at the very least, they're dormant. And so they're stationary. They're sitting there in a dormant state. They are not breaking down and decomposing. Because when everything breaks down and decomposes, that's when you get that anaerobic activity occurring.
It only takes 4 inches of wet snow on top of the ice to eliminate sunlight penetration, and oxygen levels will decline fast. To prevent a fish kill, partially clear off the snow by shoveling long strips across the pond to allow some sunlight to penetrate the ice. You'll want to keep about 30% of the ice free of extended snow cover. However, for your safety, only remove the snow when the ice is at least 4 inches thick. If the ice is weak and can't hold up the snow, the problem will solve itself. Whatever you do, never try to break the ice on the top as this can send shockwaves to the fish, causing them to die. Snow and ice removal is especially important in shallow ponds that are less than 8 feet deep and have an abundance of aquatic vegetation. Weeds, tree leaves, and other things are decaying on the pond bottom, which increases the chance of winter kill.
Ammonia given off in excessive rates. Look out, fish, frogs, crayfish, everything, snails. It'll kill them. Everything's rotting and breaking down underneath the dark black ice.
Learn more about the issues of a pond in the wintertime at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Grains lower with Livestock Mix. This is the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now, Arlen Suderman with Stone X. Arlen, grain markets under a bit of pressure here as we head to the weekend. I know headline risk, of course, is out there for these markets. What are you watching in grains as we head to the weekend?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a risk-off day. We've seen the big rally in wheat in recent days, taking prices up. We've seen corn and soybeans that have culminated a much longer rally than what we've seen in wheat. It's been going for a longer period of time now. Can we justify? We're going into a weekend of uncertainty. We're in an era now where the headlines flow through the weekend out of the Trump administration, and what might there be over the weekend that might leave traders at risk? We're hearing some rumors that the Trump administration may match China's retaliatory tariffs. In other words, more of a bidding war on tariffs with China that may unfold over the weekend. So we'll have to follow that. Dry areas of Argentina saw some rains. The wet areas of center west Brazil where they need to harvest are drying out. Southern areas that were dry are getting rains. Generally, production estimates are good. Conditions are improving in Argentina. China's pulling soybeans from its reserves to fill needs that it has until new crop supplies from Brazil start arriving. Not a lot of bullishness in the fundamental news here this morning, with concerns that we may have some softer demand, particularly for soybeans. So generally a weaker tone across the board.
Livestock's a little more mixed. I know on the cattle side, we had a real tough day Thursday. Futures really kind of took it on the chin. What are your feelings in this cattle and hog trade here as we head to the weekend?
Yeah, it's good to see kind of a bounce that we see. Exports have been strong on the hog side, so we've got some decent fundamentals there underpinning it with demand. On the cattle side, we saw the big break in futures yesterday right off the bat, $5 lower initially on the live cattle, $7 in the feeder cattle and lead contract. We did come off those lows. Now we need to hold those lows, and the market's trying to do that, hold above some key technical support areas. This market's somewhat vulnerable. Generally, cash trade has been $1 to $2 lower this week. That's not as much as what the board indicated. We're seeing the packers slow the chain speed, probably down about 8,000 head this week versus last week, probably down another 10,000 next week. Trying to right the ship a little bit with their margins and provide some support for the product market. But this overall, this protein sector holding up fairly well today.
All right, that's Arlen Suderman with Stone X on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winkins with news and issues from rural America. Some farmers are feeding more soybeans to dairy cattle. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Using on-farm soybeans to feed dairy cattle might not be something many producers have considered. Matt Lippert, an extension dairy educator at the University of Wisconsin, says it's not a new concept, but it's getting more popular.
We've done it before. I'd say it's growing in popularity, and there's been some new genetics in soybeans that have made it a better option than it had been. We've been feeding raw soybeans, roasted soybeans to cattle. But as you know, our cows have gotten so much more productive. And so some of the advantages of soybeans were not as good. It was getting less use in rations until some of these new high oleic soybeans came on the market. And that's really revived some of the interest in soybeans.
Lippert talks about the advantages that high oleic soybeans have in feeding dairy cattle.
When you crush the beans, you get the soybean meal products, the protein, very low in fat, but you also get a whole lot of soybean vegetable oil. So that oil is really high in energy. It's fats and oils. You know, they're 2.25 times more energy than the corn or other carbohydrates.
However, he says there are steps to take to make them more digestible for dairy cows.
Not necessarily easy to feed to a ruminant like a cow. The oil can really wreak havoc with rumen bacteria and make things a lot worse. But certain fatty acids, which these high oleic beans provide, are very positive for butterfat tests. So if we heat treat them, roast them, we make the bean better for the rumen bacteria, more palatable for the cow. And then we combine that with this better oil than is available traditionally in soybeans. And all of a sudden, we got a pretty high value product that fits well with our modern, very high producing cows.
Matt Lippert, Dairy Extension Educator with the University of Wisconsin Extension Service. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins, Agriculture America, presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network. Attention all ag producers. It's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Ag Conference, Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by ag strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern ag challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Soybean Association continues to move forward as the organization elected Doug Rebout to serve as president. The election took place during the WSA's annual meeting Thursday during the Corn Soybean Expo in Wisconsin Dells. I'm proud to be elected because as an organization, there are so many positive things we can do in today's political climate, said Rebout, WSA's District 3 director. Both at the state and federal levels, we can continue to be a good voice. Rebout replaces Sarah Stelter, who stepped down after two successful years of guiding WSA's policy efforts in Madison. Now Stelter will remain WSA's District 2 director. She said she was proud of the strides WSA made during her tenure, including strengthening ties with the state and national legislators and WSA and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board's joint efforts in promoting soy foam, firefighting foam. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is including $80 million in funding to support Wisconsin agriculture in the upcoming executive budget proposal. The governor's office shared some details on the spending plan ahead of the official release. Some of the highlights include $1.5 million for a brand new dairy farm improvement pilot program and more than $3.5 million for covering some corn seed treatment costs. The proposal also includes a larger investment in farmer mental health support and an expansion of the Wisconsin Farm Center. The full executive budget will be released in less than 2 weeks. Wisconsin Rural Road Improvement Projects will receive $100 million in state funding. The Department of Transportation said 55 projects will benefit from the money. Selected projects aim to support farmers and other producers by making it easier for them to transport agriculture and forestry products statewide. The DOT says the agriculture industry alone supports more than 350,000 jobs in Wisconsin and has a $116 billion in economic impact. A record number of products have been submitted for the 2025 U.S. Championship Cheese Contest hosted in Wisconsin. Almost 2,500 entries for cheese and other dairy products have been submitted. Dairy manufacturers from more than 30 states will be competing for the U.S. Championship title. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, along with Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, have introduced the Dairy Business Innovation Act. It's designed to strengthen the dairy business innovation initiatives and help more producers and processors add value to their business. Baldwin says that the dairy business innovations have already helped hundreds of producers and processors improve their business.
To date, more than 250 farmers and processors in the Midwest have benefited from the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative. One of my favorite parts of being a United States Senator is seeing how these small grants can help our dairy farmers take their businesses to new heights. I visited Royal Guernsey Creamery, where I saw how they used a grant to launch a new processing venture, making butter with milk from their farm.
She says the Dairy Business Innovation Act will ensure those opportunities continue in the future. A companion bill has been introduced in the House. Last year, most global importers took advantage of plentiful and cheaper U.S. bulk agriculture commodities, including soybeans and corn, the top ticket items. Reuters says the milestones were notched among the top U.S. bulk grain destinations in 2024, as average export prices fell by more than one-fifth versus 2023. Lower prices meant that this group of commodities pulled in 5% less revenue than the previous year, but the quantity was up significantly. By volume, U.S. bulk agriculture exports in 2024 surged 22% in the year, the largest annual rise in a decade. By value, U.S. ag and related product exports totaled $191 billion in 2024, up fractionally from 2023. That's the third largest on record in nominal dollar terms, down from 2022's high of $213 billion. Canada, China, and Mexico are the top three markets for U.S. agriculture. Canada was the number one destination for U.S. farm goods in 2024. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Expect snow for the weekend in our ag weather forecast as a strong storm system out west will continue to move to the east and into the Ohio River Valley. Now, models continue to be consistent in placing the heart of the heaviest snow across central Minnesota into west central Wisconsin. And we'll also see some windy conditions as well here as the storm continues to move off to the east. Increasing clouds throughout the day. Today, we'll have highs in the low 20s, west winds at around 5. For tonight, an 80% chance of snow, accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. For tomorrow, snow, 80% chance, storm accumulation of 3 to 6 inches. We'll have highs in the mid-20s, east winds at around 5, shifting to the north. For Sunday, mostly sunny, colder, with a high near 18. Monday, mostly sunny, highs near 17. For Tuesday, sunshine, high only near 7. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 14. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs once again near 14.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up a land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. My tractor's sexy.
looking for till we run out of light. Take it to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Well, she ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling. My farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Southwest side where the corn grows up to the roadside. Went to high school here, got that Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on every Friday night. She couldn't hide her beauty with a baseball cap, couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York call when she turned 21, but she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little but there's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back, those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty little homegrown hometown girl. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl.
country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Years old, a couple cane poles sitting down by the creek. Lines in the water, watching those bobbers, seeing that red sun sink. Mama's on the porch yelling, supper's hot. Y'all come and get it. We yelled five more minutes. At 16, it was 12:03, standing at her front door. Katie's dad said midnight, but we needed just a little more. Yellow light flipping on and off, interrupting that goodnight kissing. We wanted five more minutes. Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff, the good times. Oh, but they just keep on flying. Give myself five more minutes. At 18, turned my helmet in, walked to the 50-yard line. Just the coach and me after we lost 8-10-9. And I cried, man, next time to get in here, I'll have to buy a ticket. Can't you give me five more minutes? Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff, the good times. Oh, but they just keep on flying right on by like it ain't nothing. Wish I had me a pause button. Moments like those, Lord knows I'd hit it and give myself. My grandpa said there's angels in the room. All the family gathered round, knew the time was coming soon. With so much left to say, I prayed, Lord, I ain't finished. Just give us five more minutes. Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff, the good times. Oh, but they just keep on flying right on by like it ain't nothing. I wish I had me a pause button. Moments like those, Lord knows I'd hit it. Yeah, sometimes this old life will leave you wishing that you had five. Minutes. Five
Daddy tried to teach me courtesy, but it never sank in till that girl got a hold of me. Now I'm holding umbrellas and opening up doors. I'm taking out the trash and I'm sweeping my floor. I'm crossing my fingers and counting every kiss, praying that it keeps going.
And good-hearted women. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Yeah. This town ain't got no nightclub. We don't need the neon lights. Girl, I got that 87 gassed up, 30 early out there in your drive. Got you a bullet and a koozie, keep it ice cold. You take a sip before we get gone. Looking at you with your hand out the window, I'm turning right while you're turning me on. Riding roads that don't nobody go down, a little trip through the countryside. These 38's making the world go round. I hit a curve just to make you slide. The only light is a flashing yellow. Only thing that I want is your kiss. I'm loving nothing to do with you, babe. Just riding roads on a night like this. Riding roads out there where the moon hits the water. Out there where your lips in mine. I don't know where we are, cause somebody stole the street signs. I'ma take my sweet time. Cause I could go on forever with you there ride a shotgun. All our friends are probably making plans, baby. Yeah, but we already got one. We'll be riding roads that don't nobody go down. A little trip through the countryside. These 38's making the world go round. I hit a curve just to make you slide. The only light is a flashing yellow. The only thing that I want is your kiss. I'm loving nothing to do with you, babe. Just riding roads on a night like this. Trying to cross the line, line, line. Yeah, the way you make me feel, I wanna keep it rolling till the sun. Ride, ride, ride. Riding roads that don't nobody go down. A little trip through the countryside. These 38's making the world go round. I hit a curve just to make you slide. The only light is a flashing yellow. The only thing that I want is your kiss. Loving nothing to do with you, babe. Just riding roads on a night like this. Oh.
it used to feel, riding down old 2 mile hill, tennis shoes up on the handlebars, paying no mind to the passing cars. No doubts, no fears, just like when you are here. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard, no hands.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Southern California, residents marking 1 month since the deadly wildfires driven by hurricane-force winds broke out and devastated areas of L.A. County.
1 month later, efforts to remove fire debris are only just beginning.